This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. If you passed through fourth grade any time before 1947, you too memorized Eugene Field's poem, Little Boy Blue. That was where you learned about the little toy dog covered with dust, but sturdy and staunch he stands in the old armchair alongside the toy soldier red with rust, whose musket molds in his hands, faithful even in death. In the city of Rock Island today, you can visit just such a dog. Only ours was real. In 1878, a diphtheria epidemic swept the Mississippi River Valley. It was especially fatal for children. In 2 short days, diphtheria killed 5-year-old Eddie Dimmick and his sister Josie, 8. They were the children of Mr. and Mrs. O.J. Dimmick, who lived in a large brick house on 23rd Street in Rock Island. The children owned a large Newfoundland dog who went with them everywhere, even to school, where he played with them at recess and walked them home after school. At the funeral, the Dimmicks allowed the dog to follow the horse-drawn hearse to Chippewyanuck Cemetery. After that, the dog went to the cemetery every day, summer and winter, and lay stretched on the graves until dark. Then he would come home. Less than a year later, the dog died, partly because he often refused to eat, and was buried in the family yard. Mr. Dimmick, however, was so moved by the dog's devotion that he ordered a Chicago sculptor to make a life-size statue of the dog to place over his children's graves. His notes to the sculptor specified that the statue be first class, with the animal's head resting on its paws in a natural position. Visitors to Chippewyanuck Cemetery can see the stone dog lying alongside 2 small graves. Oh, the years are many, the years are long, but the children's dog waits, little worn by rain or ice or wind, patient but watchful, head lowered across his front paws, as if waiting for recess or for school to be out.
Rock Island Lines with Roll Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.